Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is a Scared to Get Happy special. Look out, emos. It's not what you're thinking. Here's the first track. This is Girls at Our Best. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a band called Girls at Our Best and a track called Getting Nowhere Fast. It's taken from a compilation that's out in a couple of weeks' time. And as a result, the compilation is a compilation of old stuff. So some of these bands haven't got websites. So we're not doing our usual competition this week.
Okay.
So we're calling it an honorary draw. I am going to read out some of the press release from the thing. Now this has come via Cherry Red Records, who I've been in negotiations with about this package.
Okay.
And really nice guy Matt, who I've been talking to up there. This is I'm just going to read it out. Scared to Get Happy, a story of indie pop 1980 to 1989, is the first box set ever to document the explosion of indie pop in Britain in the 1980s, compiled is in loosely chronological fashion. The five CDs charts its development from the post-punk era and the dominance of Scottish bands through to its genre-defining C86 period and on to the end of the decade's arrival of Manchester and the shoegazing sound. Now, I will say, the C86 period, I was 16 years old.
Okay.
So the genre-defining C86 period was the bit I was bang into. It wasn't quite punk rock. It was a little bit lighter than punk. But it was very, very alternative, and it was sort of jingly jangly stuff. I'll keep reading. Inspired by the Nuggets compilations, which were all the sort of garage punk ones that came out, the box set boasts 134 tracks spanning the 80s, drawn from all the key labels of the period: Creation, Factory, Cherry Red, Rough Trade, Sarah, Subway Organisation, Zoo, Kitchenware, Pink, Chaps 22, Intake, Medium Cool, Lazy, Dreamworld, 53rd and 3rd, Ron Johnson, L, Vindaloo, Red Rhino, Food, etc. Many of the bands later tasted mainstream success, such as Primal Scream, Aztec Camera, Stone Roses, Pulp, Wonder Stuff, Lloyd Cole, Inspired Carpets, Suit Dragon, Wedding Present, James, The Lars, Delamitri, Primitives, Jesus Mary Jane, Prefab Sprout. This is quite a long press release.
Wow.
Prefab Sprout, The Shaman, Card, The Bluebells, Black, House of Love, Strawberry Sweets, Blade, Properly Itself, Darling Buzz, Boo Radleys. None of which we're playing on this week's show, I should add.
Okay.
Members of many of the above, oh, don't worry about that. The box set boasts a colourful 54-page booklet with a lengthy sleeve note detailing each track and illustrating the records the band's provided. I will say it's beautifully put together.
Okay.
Really, cool. Really beautifully put together. A few tracks were never officially released. We are playing one of them. And Scared to Get Happy, just as an extra, will be promoted by a mini festival at London's 229 Club on June 22nd with an impressive roster featuring Primitives, BMX Bandits, the Brilliant Corners, who we are playing this week, June Brides, Mighty Mighty, the Wolfhounds, the Pop Guns, 40 Nice Bears and the Blue Orchids. Basically, this is a big deal for anyone into alternative music, and what we're doing this week is we're playing 8 tracks off out of the 134. Wow. I went through all 134, so, and it was brilliant. Yeah. But I wanted to play the 8 tracks that I thought would fit in best with Punky and were different from each other, because obviously, like any sort of scene, like the indie scene in 1982 had a lot of bands that sounded like one particular thing. 83, they did 84, they did, for example, 85, 86, they had a lot of bands that sounded like Jesus and Mary Chain. So I wasn't going to play loads of Jesus and Mary Chain, so I've tried to do 8 different sorts of tracks. There was something else I was going to do in this bit, but quite clearly this is going to take me quite a long time. Now, it's rumoured that we are going to get a copy of this. Rumoured. Okay. But I do have to chase them up on it, because I haven't had it so far. It might be that we're not getting it till it officially comes out. If it comes out, we'll do a competition to win it. How about that? Because yeah, it's going to cost about 50 quid to buy it, I think. It's going to be a big... It's not going to be cheap.
Mm.
This is a big collection. And I'm just really, really pleased that we're getting a chance to do it. So the music's a little bit different to what we'd normally play on the show, in that it's all British, because indie was Britain, basically. The Americans went mad for it, the world went mad for it, and we liked it. And these are some of the lesser-known bands from that period, some of whom I really liked at the time, some of whom, frankly, I'm hearing for the first time as well. So I'm going to get on with the next one. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right, well, just... I hope you enjoy all of these. They're all off the same compilation coming out. You will be able to find out more about them by typing in the name of any one of the bands into the internet. Most of them haven't got dedicated websites or even MySpace or Facebook pages, so you'll have to do your own research. I'll try and speak clearly. This is 1,000 Violins and All Aboard the Love Mobile.
To ride, all you need is a wine, your mind.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
All Aboard the Love and Bill is a top track. I enjoyed that. Now then, have you got any Facebook messages for us?
I do.
Right.
Thanks for your Facebook message. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, especially if you're on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. Let us know what your thoughts are on the show or anything, really.
It's really easy to leave a comment.
It's very easy.
You're on Facebook, have a look at the page, like it, leave a comment. It's easy.
We've only got one this week.
So it's clearly not that easy.
Clearly not that easy. From Jesse Warren, who says, found you guys from conversations while squatting at Punk Rock Bowling Show in Vegas. Keep it up. Thank you very much.
I can't argue with that. That's a great comment, isn't it?
That's a great comment.
There's a lot more that we demand more information than that, Jesse. If you are listening, that all sounds like a bit cool. First of all, who are you having a conversation with? Secondly, what was that? Punk Rock Bowling?
Punk Rock Bowling Show in Vegas.
Yeah, I like the sound of that as well. Give us a bit more info. What were the bands? Who are you talking to? We want to know.
We do want to know. But great comment.
Jesse.
Yeah, low in quantity, but high in quality.
I agree.
That is it.
And with me, it's probably all about the quantity, to be honest.
It's all about the numbers.
Yeah, it's a numbers game. I have some additional material for you that we're doing this bit then. Here we go. This came through. I do like Glumbongo, Glumbongo, piss off in the Congo. And he sent us this joke quite a while ago, and I didn't notice it because I accidentally put it in the competition section. It's only when I went through the competition for the results of the latest competition we've done that I found this one in the other one. So my apologies to Glumbongo that I didn't read this out. If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Here goes. My new girlfriend says I have to wait 6 months before she will suck my dick. I told her that I totally understand and respect her decision and will ring her nearer the time.
Nice.
In equally sex, I'll tell you about the African sexism I dealt with an hour or two ago a little bit later on in the show. Like that joke, if you've got a better one, or you can redress the balance in the battle of the sexes, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. You're right, I do sound a bit husky. I've not really got over losing my voice the other week because I had some incidents in Newcastle that involved shouting. I'll tell you about that later on the show as well, if I remember. In the meantime, another great track from Scared to Get Happy. This is The Brilliant Corners and Delilah Sands.
Delilah Sands is dragging me around. My chronic cough, my mournful face. Too frosted up to contemplate. Too frosted up to contemplate. Her lips like steel, and only 23. Houses, wall, and kings could weep. I'd bite you if I had the teeth. I'd bite you if I had the teeth. Bop, ba da da, bop, bop, ba da, bop, ba da. She had a smile, conventional and sly. She cut her nails and viewed the flames. She's not made out of porcelain. She's not made out of porcelain. She guarantees electricity. She's rich today, and that's what matters. A girl like you has so much power. A girl like you has so much power. I'd bite you if I had the tea. I'd bite you if I had the tea. I wash my face while it's so out of date. She said I'd never win. Well, failure was my fate. He's dragging me around. My chronic cough, my mournful face. Too frosted up to contemplate. Too frosted up to contemplate. permits like steel, and only 23 houses fall in King's Good Week. I'd bite you if I had the tea. I'd bite you if I had the tea.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a brilliant corner. It's one of the things you'll notice about, I'd say, not just indie music in general, but that decade of brilliant indie, 80 to 89, which is what we're featuring this week, is the guitars. We did jangly guitars better than anyone else in the world, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think that just kind of, it is that jangly guitar sound that makes indie. See, I'm not necessarily calling it indie pop. I would have just called it indie music, as in independent music, which was the music that was pretty much championed by the New Musical Express, NME, for the whole of that decade. Just was indie, wasn't it? Or you maybe don't remember, because you're that much younger than me, but it was, yeah, it was just such a massive thing, and it had so much influence on modern music now, modern rock music, whatever way. I'm just really pleased to play all these tracks this week, and I say, I know it's a little bit different to normal, but this is one of those ones, like when we used to make Punk and Disorderly on Pantsville 1 O'Clock, when we used to pre-record it, when we used to do all those specials about various genres of music and that. Do you remember? This is a bit like that. This is a bit more educational than usual, isn't it? Anyway, just enjoy this music is what I'm trying to get to. Now, did you do anything last week?
I dropped Steph off at the airport. She's gone to Germany for...
You've been masturbating ever since, have you?
Black as fire park chimp. had an issue. Drove her to Stansted on Thursday. She flew at 4, got there at 2:30. Got to the desk, flight cancelled. The only flight cancelled on the board, so they'd automatically put her on the next flight at 8, so we kind of hung around. We went to the services and hung around for a bit, and then I took her back at 6 and she flew. But according to the woman on the desk when we went back, it happens all the time with Air Berlin, who she was flying with. So I do wonder if flight cancelled was because of numbers rather than technical problems.
Well, maybe, but they still, if you're over an hour late for anything, you get a conversation, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we've got £4. We've got a bottle of water and a coffee.
£4?
£4.
What, you mean they gave you that at the airport?
Yeah, they gave us a £4 voucher when we got
there. Yeah, that's not the conversation. You are due conversation.
Oh, right, okay.
In international aviation law. Once you're more than an hour late, you start getting compensation. So look into it.
All right, well, I'll mention that.
You have not been fobbed off with a £4 voucher. If it's more than 4 hours, I think it's quite a lot. So definitely check it out.
Okay. No, I will do. But it just seemed a bit suspicious. I do. They told us technical reasons, but I'm sure it was...
It doesn't matter why.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter why. It's a rule that was brought in maybe only to British airspace... But it was brought in a few years ago, and it's very, very there. So check it out.
Okay, cool.
They wouldn't have said to you you're due compensation, because they never do, but you probably are.
No, well, mention it.
Yeah, I've got an even better idea than mentioning it.
Do it.
Yeah. I think that's great. I was in Newcastle last weekend. Newcastle.
Okay.
And I saw my mate Graham, and... the Friday night at the gig, I'm not going to name the gig, some of you will know what it is. Friday night was full of stags. When I say full of stags, there were 170 people in there, and they were all stags, as in bucks parties, as in not even facing the stage and shouting at each other all night. It was horrendous. And then Saturday night was really good, and there was some stag dudes in the game, but one of them was from Lichworth.
No way.
There was people I knew there, hardly anyone from Newcastle goes to this gig, particularly on a Friday night. It's all stag dudes from, well, on this occasion, Oxford and London and Brighton and Birmingham, just southern stag dudes who are just, and they're all ignorant and drunk and embarrassing for someone with a similar accent, but there you go. That was Friday and Saturday. On Sunday, I went to a festival, Tony.
Okay.
You know me in festivals, I don't really... I don't like... I'm a bit like Cartman from South Park, you know. I don't like hanging about with hippies, right? And my mate Graham has said, come along to this. Come on, and it's the Green Festival.
Okay.
Run by Greenpeace.
Oh, it sounds bad on your street.
It's free, which is in Leeds's Park, behind St. James's Park, the ground. Really, really good site. I got there and was immediately confronted with a vegetarian food stall that did beetroot burgers. I like beetroot, so I had one. And it was very tasty, but it would have benefited from having a lump of meat somewhere in it.
Mm.
Definitely. One of the first bands they had on the day, I didn't catch the name, but they were a sort of skiffle rock and roll band with a stand-up bass that did cover versions of well-known songs, and they were brilliant. Sadly, it went downhill from there, and they just started getting out bloody Trustafarians with drums to jump about, and then so 150 people could stand in front of them dancing badly.
Right.
Fortunately, it got cold about 4 o'clock, so we left.
Cool.
And ended up on an all-day session. Not as my sort of thing. It was good fun, and if you've been down there before, do go. It's good fun, but it's not... There was one bit when we were walking through this bit where they were doing demonstrations of wood carving or something. They'd got all these kids there, and I said to Graham quite loudly, oh, that's what I like to see. It's good that the hippies don't mind a bit of child labour. And as I said it, these two blokes started laughing. And I thought they were laughing at my hilarious comment. And one of them said, no, mate, you've got a wasp on the back of your head. you know, my hair is kind of dyed yellow and dark brown, basically. I just said, yeah, it probably thinks I'm its mum. Don't touch it. And then Graham, being a ruthless, fearless Geordie, just flicked it off my head, because I would normally just been running around going, ah! But he sorted it out quite quickly. And then I drove back on Monday and had a lovely time. So there you go.
Cool.
That's what I did last week. I'm going to play you two songs in a row now off this compilation, Scared to Get Happy. And two bands that I wasn't aware of before I got this compilation. That's the thing about it. It's also been sort of as interesting for people who are into indie music to find out that there are a lot more bands that they probably would have liked than they knew about. We didn't have MySpace or anything those days, did we? You know, you didn't have the internet. You only found out about bands if you read about them or someone told you about them. So there was these brilliant bands around the country. I never bloody heard, did I? So I'm hearing them now for the first time. So two in a row. Listen out for the Rose Hips. Right now, this is Age of Chances and Motor City.
In Motor City, you're busy having fun. In Motor City, old man, slap you on the back. And the police sound, and say things like, in this business, you got to be ruthless, son. In this business, you say, hey, what's your poison after? Don't mind being ill, 'cause I'm here
as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Rose Hips and Room in Your Heart. Again, the fifth of eight tracks we're playing off this Scared to Get Abby compilation that I hope you can all get at some point. It's just a brilliant thing to have. It's one of those things, as a definitive box set, I would like in my collection. It may also be available online. I don't know. You know, as a download.
If it is.
It's bloody download.
Yeah.
I haven't checked that out. I only know it as coming out in physical form. So, anyway. That's about it. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
And that means it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Into parts.
Yep. Another week, another few gigs at tour, bar, club and other places. There is something on Saturday, but I have no information about it, other than the fact it's an Enterprise Presents night. I don't know if that is Enterprise Studio. I suspect it is. So do go down Saturday night and be surprised. I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Thursday night.
Yeah. Ben, you've spent a lot of time. Are you missing the girl?
Yeah. Well, I've been working constantly over the past few days, so, and obviously, as mentioned, wanking. So, yeah, I've been all right. Thursday night.
So you mean vanking? Working and vanking.
Yeah. Thursday night. English Sporting defeat. The Disraeli Gears, Native Roses, Funk and the Two-Tone Baby, and Frank Sinelli.
We've played English Sporting Defeat before, haven't we?
I think so, yeah.
I'm sure we have.
How much thing that is Thursday evening?
£6.
It is.
That's
right.
Quite a bold move by me to go to the six on Thursday.
I know.
I live on the edge.
Friday night, TV Smith, The Witch Doctors, Pope, Louise Distress, and Dirt Royale. I'm going Dirt Royale. It's London Calling night, and there's two prices, so why don't you... How much on the door?
On the door? £10.
£7.
Oh, right, oh. Thought it might be a bit more than that for TV Smith.
Do you want to stab at the in advance?
£5.
£6.
Oh, I've got that completely wrong.
And Sunday night, Subset and more. No more information than that, unfortunately. Sunday evening, how much think that would be?
It's a toughie. I'm not doing well this week after a good start. Fiver.
It is Fiver.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. And Sunday night, it is an enterprise night, but we don't have any information. But it is £6 on Saturday night, yeah, but we've got no idea what it is.
All right.
So that's it for the 12 bar.
But you've got more.
But I do have more. Got a quick note from John, obviously, from the Beach Boys, who congratulated me on the new car. Thank you very much. It is nice. They've got a gig this Friday at the Hop Poles in Enfield.
All right.
He thinks it's free entry. Don't have any more information than that, but if you are in the Enfield area, do go and check that out, the Beach Boys.
I think people are going to start paying to get out of Beach Boys gigs because they never seem to pay to get in, do they?
It often seems to be free entry or very cheap, so, but that's good. Go down.
And they're terrific as well. Really, you know, I saw them the other week and they're absolutely great. Really, really great punk band. 100 mile an hour of fun.
Yeah, that's great. That's it. The good guy.
Well, in that case, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide
into parts.
Here's a band I haven't heard of for years. Now, I did have a track by the Jazz Butcher.
Okay.
On a psychobilly compilation put together by Anagram Records called, I think it was Blood on the Cats. It might have been a sequel that might have been called Revenge of the Killer Pussies. I'm not sure. So I was quite surprised to see the Jazz Butcher on this indie thing as well. But then thinking about it, yeah, that track wasn't so psychobilly, and this is very indie, and also features in the title none other than The Leasing of the Fall. I believe that's who they're referring to. So I'm going to play it right now. This is the Jazz Butcher and Southern Mark Smith.
hatchet wound.
You're listening to De Zorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Jazz Butcher from the Scared to Get Happy compilation we are featuring on this week's show. Do check it out if you can via Cherry Red Records. If you just type in Scared to Get Happy, you're going to find into Google, you're going to find it straight away.
Sweet.
Right. Are you doing anything this week?
I'm going to the dentist tomorrow for more hilarity. It'll probably take my mouth up completely this time, just to have a bit of a laugh. The posh right. weirdo. And I am going to see Iron Man 3 on Thursday.
Brilliant! You'll love it.
Yes. And is it?
I actually this afternoon I went to see my new mental hygienist for the first time.
Okay. She's good. She good.
Regular listeners to the show will know that I really liked my old mental hygienist Jackie, who was about my age, maybe a bit older. She'd been a mental hygienist a long time. Oh, she had soft hands. She was ever so good.
Yeah.
And didn't get my jokes, but you know, last Friday's audience in Newcastle didn't either. So I can't have a massive go for that. And I said, I want to follow you to your new practice. And she went, well, you can't. You're not allowed. You've got to. It looked like I'm stealing my patients, and I'm going, yeah, but you're really good in that. She said, yeah, but the girl who's replacing me is a young girl who's very pretty called Erin. I went, I'll give her a chance. Right? So I gave Erin a chance this afternoon. Well, Erin is a pocket thug. She's a little Hitler. What she did in my mouth has never been written down in books. By the time she'd finished with me, I was going, I never wanted to see you again. It was a hard Christ on a bike. Yes, she's young. Yes, she's pretty. She's also ruthless. I might take some chocolates next time. I know they're not what you're supposed to take to the dentist, but I just, before we start, here's a bunch of flowers, be nice, will you? And then I saw the dentist afterwards, who said, I'd just like to say that when I first saw you, it's, 14 months ago now? He said, when I first saw you, your teeth and your gums were in an absolute mess. And I'd like to say you've done really well, and I see no reason why you shouldn't be keeping your teeth in your head for a long time to come. Thank you very much. That's unless Erin just pulls them all out. But, so anyway, did that. This week, I'm doing my shows in Luton, Itchen, Letchworth. Luton Thursday night, Itchen Friday, Letchworth Saturday. All information at lastminutecomedy.com. Thanks for updating that site, Tony.
That's okay.
Because I do have a replacement headliner. I was supposed to have Dave Johns, who's now on next month instead. But instead I've got the absolutely brilliant Junior Simpson, who is quite well known, and you would recognise him if you saw him, and he's been in films and he's been on telly and he's done all that, and he's very, very funny.
It's been a while since I've heard of him. He's from years ago. What's he been doing then?
Loads.
Ooh.
Loads. I think he's in a kids TV show now as well.
Okay.
I'm sure I saw him dressed up as a pirate. might just have been a fancy dress party.
Fair enough.
Anyway, that's this week. Lastminutecomedy.com for that. Now, next band up, I'll tell you a bit more about them after we've heard it. We'll just play this through. This is a demo of a song I do remember, and actually you might think it's a very basic demo, but actually the band were very basic, and this demo wasn't so far away from the eventual single they brought out. In the meantime, have a listen to it. This is We've Got a Fuzz Box and we're going to use it. XX Sex.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was We've Got a Fuzzbox, and we're going to use it in a track called XXX. They eventually shortened their name to Fuzzbox, understandably, probably. But when they started out, I think they're from Birmingham. They're definitely a West Midlands band. And I think the first album was called Boston Steve Austin, which was a Brummy expression for that's great.
Boston Steve Austin.
Right, and they did only use, it was a bunch of girls, and they would harmonise over just a fuzzed up bass guitar, and I think drum machine, might have been drums, but drum machine, a fuzzed up bass guitar, and songs on top of it. And I have got a 12-inch single of theirs somewhere, which has got an absolutely brilliant version of Fever on it.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Worth checking out. They're one of the bands I really remembered when I was going down the comp, going, oh wow, I used to love them. Do check them out. We've Got a Fuzzbox, and we're going to use it, or Fuzzbox, and as I say, they are on the Scared to Get Happy compilation. Comes out in a couple of weeks' time. A 5-CD box set, beautifully put together, that pretty much documents what was going on with 80s indies music throughout the whole decade. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Fuzzbox had four of them.
We have none.
Right, come on.
Yeah.
Spill the beans.
I do need your twat. I'm sure everyone does know, and we go on this every week. If you don't email me twats, we can't do the features. It's that simple. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Everyone knows a twat, and all twats to you with thanks. Please do email me now.
Now, I have sort of got an unofficial last minute twat, if you're interested.
Yeah.
Just so first time listeners know what this is all about. This afternoon, I had to get my boiler serviced, right?
Okay.
My mum and with British Gas, my mum and dad needed their boiler servicing with British Gas as well. And what we did, we went online and we booked in appointments. We live near each other. And we booked in appointments, so they'd be at mine between 12 and 2, and theirs between 2 and 4. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, simple, so far so good?
Seems it.
Edwards, 12 to 2, 2 to 4. My flat, their house, next to each other, lovely job. Nobody shows up. 10 past 2, I get a phone call from British Gas saying, hi, the British Gas guy is now about to get to your flat. And I went, well, that's no good, because I have to go out, because he was supposed to be here between 12 and 2, and he wasn't. And they went, oh. I went, yeah, that's bad, isn't it? Because
yeah.
Now I have to go out. But it's all right, because he can still make the next appointment, which is at my mum and dad's. So tell your British Gas engineer to go to and gave me the address at my folks' house. Go round there, and then we'll deal with me at 4 o'clock when I should be back, and he's done that one. And they went, yeah, fine. So I go to the mental hygienist, I see the dentist, I nip into town to go to the bank, and then I get a phone call, and it's from the British Gas boiler engineer. It's 3:30, 3:29 to be precise, and he said, oh, hello, Mr. Edwards. Went, yes, he goes, I'm outside your flat. I went, well, that's bad news, isn't it? Because I'm at the bank. And he went, well, I want to fix your boiler. I went, well, you're supposed to be at my mum and dad's. Have you been to my mum and dad's? And he said, no. And I said, why not? And he said, because British Gas have told me to come here. Now, this is an hour and 20 minutes after I spoke to the guy in the first place.
Mm.
And he's at the wrong place. And he's trying to tell me it's my fault. And he's got what appears to be a South African accent. Right? So I'm a little bit careful with him because I don't trust him.
Okay.
And I said, well, look, do me a favour. Go round to my mum and dad's now. Get on with what you've got to do there, and then we'll take the rest from then on. And he went, yeah, fine. Right?
Mm.
So he goes round to my mum and dad's, where he does the boiler. He then comes up to my house. While he's coming up to my house, my dad rings me up and says, right, he's done our one. He's done a good job, but I'm really worried about him. And I went, why? And he said, well, he's just told me some stories I didn't really want to hear. And it's just the way my dad said, he was from Rhodesia. So we're going back to before it was Zimbabwe, right?
Right.
And he probably came here when it became Zimbabwe for his own safety, because it was exceptionally difficult for the white population in that country when the changeover happened, as we're all aware. And I said, what sort of stories? And he said, well, he said that when he got divorced, at the tribunal or whatever with the judge, something happened, and whatever happened wasn't judged in his favour. And he said to the judge, I've got a gun licence and I'm going to follow you home. Right. Then he started telling me all these other stories about how he went out and he shot deer and he was always shooting things, basically, and there were these four blokes and they attacked him and he could have shot all of them, but he didn't. And I went, all right, uh-oh. Right, so then the guy shows up at my house and went, hello, come in, would you like a cup of tea? And he went, I have just had one. And, all right. Anyway, fortunately, all he did with me was try and tell jokes, because my dad had said I was a stand-up comic. So I'd rather have heard about the guns, to be honest. But he did do one joke that made me laugh, Tony. What are the three quickest ways to spread news? What do you think they are? The three, in the modern world, the three quickest ways to get a news story out. What are they?
Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
Not Twitter, Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
Go now. Third one. Can't think of a third one.
You can't think of a third
one. Burn the newspaper.
News.
There you go.
I went with something similar. His answer was, the three best ways to get a news story out are to tell a woman, or to tell a woman. So, my dad told me the joke. All right. Ha ha ha, very funny. I'm sure I can't get you cup of tea. So basically, for scaring my dad with gun stories, getting the wrong appointments, not listening to anything anybody said, and generally being a classic British gas boiler engineer, the bloke who was born in Africa but now lives in England and is a boiler engineer
is a twat.
Not listening, because he'll come back, he knows where I live.
He's got a gun.
Yeah, right. Last track this week.
Okay.
And you know, I've been going on about these bands and I've heard of them. This last band, I'll be honest, I'd never heard of this band, but I like this song. And it's one of the ones on the Scared to Get Happy compilation, which you should check out, absolutely. And can I just say at this point, Paul Jordan, are you listening? Because if you are, my God, has this been a show for you? And we spoke about Paul Jordan before. He was my prefect at school and we're still in touch and we're mates, and he loves indie music. And he was an indie kid that I looked up to when I was at school. And I hope he's listening now, because he's going to be loving this. Laugh, take your time. Yeah.
My girlfriend said to me, as I was getting up and out of bed,
was Laugh and a track called Take Your Time. Yeah, thank you so much to Matt from Cherry Red Records for helping us put together the show this week. I have, of course, not revealed our competition winner from a few weeks ago. I will do that right now, and this winner gets the Grand Reserve album and the new Limousine album. And the question was 3 weeks ago, what town did Tony spend 6 hours in the other week? And the answer was, and I'm going to read out the whole message from the competition winner. Tony spent 6 hours in a meeting from hell in a place called Derby talking about sheep shagging. Wonder if they had flow charts for that one. Love the music. Neil Murray. So congratulations to Neil or Niall Murray. I will be in touch with you to let you know. If you can let me know where you live, we will send over these CDs to you and a British Gas boiler engineer to get the fuck out of you.
Nice.
Thank you so much for listening this week. Hope that you get the chance to get down to my shows in Luton, Hitchin or Letchworth over the weekend. Hope you have a good week, and that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, I'm going to do my last bit in an indie style. Ah, poog, ah, poog.
Beautiful.
Thanks.